Yeah, I have a little bit, not much.
What would that be like?
I think a tie rock, you know, stack them up, just go around, but wouldn't be around a farm, around the house alone, you know.
What would you call that?
Rock fence.
Okay. Say if you had a real good set of dishes, chances are they'd be made out of...
China.
Okay. Did you ever hear of an egg made out of this?
Made out of what?
Made out of this material.
No.
Like you might use to put in a hen's nest and make her...
Oh, that's a nest egg.
Yeah, you ever heard it called China
egg, nest egg. Yes, I've heard of that.
Okay. What did you use to carry water in?
Buckets and jugs and things like that.
Okay. What about... Is a pail the same as a bucket?
Sure.
There's no difference at all?
No difference. Pail and a bucket the same thing.
Okay. What did you use to carry food to the pigs in?
In a pail.
What did you call that?
Bucket.
Yeah, I mean like... You might
slop bucket.
Okay. What about something that you use to fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Okay.
A skillet or something.
They just same thing?
Mm-hmm. No, they're not the same thing, but use the same thing.
What's the difference?
Well, a skillet iron and the other's not. Maybe there's some kind of steel, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see anything that's got little legs on it that you can set in front of the fireplace?
Are you talking about a screen?
No, it's a sort of a...
Oh, yeah, thing to put the ashes...
No,
I don't think that.
Okay, say if you wanted to grow some... Plant some flowers to grow in the house. What would you plant them in?
In dirt.
Yeah, what would you call that?
Dirt. Flower dirt.
Yeah, but the container.
Well, I'd call it a flower pot.
Okay. What if you went out and cut some flowers to put them in the house?
Put them in a vase.
Okay. And say if you were setting the table. Give everyone a plate and then give everyone a...
Knife and fork.
Okay, what else?
Spoon.
Okay. And, say if you'd serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Steak knife.
Okay. Say if there were four people eating, you'd have four spoons and four forks and four...
Mm-hmm.
What?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay, say if, what do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. And, you say after she washes the dishes, then she swept them in clear water.
Dries them out.
Yeah, but in clear water she...
Yeah.
She what? She
rinse them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use when you're drying dishes?
Cup towel.
Huh?
Cup towel.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or rag you use in bathing your face?
Washcloth.
Okay. And if you wanted to get some water, you go to the sink and turn on the... Okay. What if it was outside?
The water?
Yeah. That you hook your hose to? Would you call that the same thing?
I don't know.
You know, okay, when you go to the sink and you turn on the...
Faucet.
Okay. If it's outside...
You turn on a faucet and get water too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's the same word.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. You said it was so cold last night that our water pipes froze and
busted.
Okay. And you say, or you might say, if it gets much colder, the water pipes will freeze in.
You have to wrap them up or something.
Yeah, to keep, so keep they won't
do worse.
Okay. This is something big that people used to buy flour in. It's a big old thing.
Barrels.
Okay. And what did molasses used to come in?
Barrels.
Okay, what about lard?
It comes in stands.